Injury-wise, just to start off with, the guys were concerned about Virgil's being evaluated, obviously, in concussion protocol, and Derek Wolfe has a neck issue, something he's dealt with before, so we'll see where he's at tomorrow. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gary, just explain the end of the first half. You could have called a timeout with 1:14 left.
There. Well, we were concerned we might be backed up, you know, because of where they were. They had two timeouts. We were getting the ball coming out the second half. We've been moving the ball extremely well. We're in a one-possession game. Definitely didn't want to give it back to them, so that was the thought process.
Gary, what was the went into the decision to use Norwood back there instead of Khalif?
Well, what we did offensively today, I wanted Jordan up, you know, so that's my decision. Jordan plays in three wide sets for us and does a good job, and Jordan's done a lot of good things around here for this football team. So what we're doing offensively today, we're doing a lot of no huddle, a lot of stuff like that, so that's why I was up.
Gary, when you came back from the bye, you called all these games playoff games. Mm-hmm. Are you in trouble for the postseason now?
You know, I don't know what the scenarios are, Jeff. I know we need to win, right? So, I mean, losing this game hurts, and there's a lot of people crowded at the top. And, I can't sit here and tell you what all the scenarios in, but I know if we don't find a way to win 10 games, we're not going to have an opportunity. So I think we all understand that. We've understood that from the get-go.
Looked like you got off to a fast start with Forsett. What was working at the beginning that maybe wasn't working as much later on in the game?
I have to go look at it, but we moved the ball extremely well in the first half. And if we catch a ball in the second half, I think we move the ball some more. You know, we missed we got about four or five balls that we make plays on. First, third down, second half, you know, we're fixing to be at the 40-yard line. So we had some big drops in the game that could have been a difference in us continuing to move the ball late in the second quarter and the third quarter, but we didn't make them.
The interception Trevor threw down there in the red zone, it looked like kind of a turning point.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I mean, I think we had 150 yards in the first quarter, something like that, you know. A lot of ball movement, but you look up on the board, there's 3 points there. So, and actually they turned that into a touchdown, so that's a 14-point swing in a lot of ways. So, but that's the way they play. I mean, you better find a way to play good against them in the red zone, and whether you move the ball or not, you got to find a way to be successful down there, and we didn't do that.
Gary, if you would have said you would have held Brady to 188 passing, would you like your chances?
Well, holding them to 16 points, you know, you got to feel good about that. I mean, that's a high-powered group, and they put points on the board. And ever since he's been back, there's been a lot of points put on the board. So, you know, our defense played tremendous, held them to 16. And like I said, a disappointing thing is, you know, we had some ball movement, but could have had a lot more ball movement if we make about four or five more plays.
What do you say to Norwood after this game coming in with a muff?
Well, you know, I believe in players. You know, all players battle their tail off. He made some mistakes. He's also made a lot of plays for this football team, you know, and I believe in people, and I keep encouraging them to do their job and battle. It's a hard game, you know, and he didn't want to go out there and make a mistake. He wants to go out there and make plays, you know, so, and he's done that for this team many, many times over.